maybe a clubhouse. How we're going to solve this, working with this, there's still a lot to do. We're not here to get a building permit to go build. We just want a concept so we can present to a developer, so we can say, this plan is conceptually proved upon, but here's what we have to do.
That makes sense. So again, we've got a motion, a second. Any further discussion before we come to a vote? I would hate to open up that process.
No, it's been presented.
That's worms.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, that or at least add to where they have to bring the covenants and that back to us.
But you could do that for approval, and you could approve them separate.
That way.
But in the past.
The covenants are not just the problem, guys.
Yeah.
There's lots of problems.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm getting at, there's we're voting on a complete piece of land here, and then you stand here and tell us that you don't own it yet.
No, the Cox family owns it.
Not that house. And you said there was another piece of property that was owned by someone else.
That's right. So we don't know how we're going to solve that. So there's some things to be resolved.
I think my recommendation is we bring it to a vote. So all those in favor of the motion on the floor, raise your hands and say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, raise your hand. Nay.
Nay.
Did you get the count?
No, I did not.
2-4 and the rest against.
Two in favor.
Over? So 6-2 or 2-6.
Opposed. So the project, the presentation, the application was voted down.
Right. One question. How would you all envision developing this? Would it be better to have tiny homes on concrete slabs for permanent?
If I was real good at developing, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, I've been working on this thing for 10 years.
I understand
I tried
that.
To get high condominiums, but the problem is we wanted all this property.
And we had this house under contract for $125,000. This person wanted $175,000. This person wanted $350,000. This person wanted $400,000. So it was sort of a problem. Buying all that property.
That's,
so
I understand that, and don't think that I don't sympathize with the problems
so
you brought through. But
your
problems are not our problems. You present something to us, and we say yes or no.
And there is a process. You can go to Board of Adjustments, and even with Board of Adjustments, you can respond back. Personally, I struggle with the traffic issue. So considering an RV park in that location, and that's just me speaking.
Right.
And traffic going in and out, so
right.
The more permanent type structure could potentially be an option, but I'm just one individual. I don't know if anyone else wants to.
I was talking to MoDOT and come up with something structured, run MoDOT, they'll approve.
Yeah, I've talked to Dustin Spears. He sent me the drawing, so I know exactly what he wants.
Okay, so you're going to bring those two roads together on your property?
No, he wants me to leave Amherst as is, Hillcrest as is, and we only do Taney, but I'm suggesting we'll be willing to do Amherst and Hillcrest to help resolve the danger of those two accesses.
We don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I'm saying that's part of our development. We're willing to do that.
I know you're willing to do that, but it's the same direction because they've got interest in it.
I don't know.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. But we could bring, anyway. I'm just trying to find the highest and best use. Any suggestions?
Totally understand.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. That's not the problem. We just don't have enough facts to work with to satisfy this board.
If you're going to vacate the road, you know, something, well, this person we talked to, family, vacate the road and answer some of the questions that we've got about, how you're going to deal with the houses on your property. Think about that.
Yeah.
And again, Scott would be, I'm not volunteering Scott, but a good resource if you want to bounce any questions in the future.
I've been on this 10 years.
And you've got another process to follow through with Board of Adjustments. Okay. So
I'll just try to sell it as is. Let someone else worry about it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item that we have up is the proposed metal building sales, 18-39. Scott?
Come out with me, right? Come on.
I'll read a little thing. I'll read the opening statement, Terry, and then we'll...
You're welcome to stand. He's going to do an opening statement if you want to sit, and then we'll bring you up.
Terry Abbey is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit for a coast-to-coast metal building sales office in a U-Haul rental business, RV and boat storage, consignment sales for cars. Terry would also like to continue the following uses: RV campground, sand and gravel dirt sales located on Expressway Lane. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 11.5 acres in size. The proposed project will be located on the property east of Roark Creek and out of the special flood hazard area. The proposed project area has been filled over the past several years to improve the ability to use the property. The special flood hazard area limits proposed projects due to its covering most of the parcel. The property will be served by private well for water and approved wastewater system through the Taney County Environmental Services Department. The City of Branson Utilities has submitted a letter stating that a connection to Branson City Sewer is not feasible at this time due to the location of the sewer main. In the Western Taney County Division 3, relative policy score is 3. And then our decision of record, which we remember where our parcel is. Here's our special flood hazard zone. Location of the projects, this area, fill area here. Picture looking to the west, and then looking back to the south, southwest, and then another picture to the southwest. Turn around back looking to the north. And there's our decision of record, which is erosion and control, stormwater management, land grading permit, utility easements, improvements with scale of buildings, compliance letter if applicable from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. It's subject to all existing easements. Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And then, of course, the decision of record will be recorded with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds within 120 days.
Sir, is there anything you'd like to add to the project? Information?
No, the only thing I've got as far as what we got to say right now is that as far as the water and the sewer, that's the big thing there. I'm going to hold that up until probably March or April before I go ahead and get started with that. All I'm going to do right now is on that slab that I got, I'm going to put a building on that. I'll show you what it is. Mind if I look at it?
Sure. Oh, okay. That video that I saw. This is what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to have down there.
So what are you going to do about sewer and water?
I talked to the city, and I think what we're going to have to do, from my understanding and what John told me, that we no longer can have holding tanks. So that's out of the picture now. So what I'm going to have to do, as soon as I get the soil tested, is I'm going to have to put in a tank, and then with the laterals and things like that is what we're going to have to do. So, and that's one of the reasons I'm holding that off until April. You know, I have to get a little money to do that sort of stuff. So.
In the past, how we've handled that, Rick, is they cannot connect to water until they get a wastewater system, and we've watched that pretty diligently.
That comes through us anyway.
Pretty diligently,
Yeah. So, I mean, it's other than that, that's basically what I've got right now. So, but... all I want to know right now is if I can do the thing that we talked about I'd like to use the property for. So, but I have an office across the road, so I still got some place to operate out of. And then As far as that, where that is right there, where that's where that building's going to go. And at this point in time, if I do anything, I'll probably have a porta potty and probably a water jug inside. That's all we're going to use that for right now. So, but I have talked to everybody pretty well. I know everything I'm going to have to do before we get this all going. So.
Now, why? What would be the reasoning for bringing the porta potty on site and water?
If I were to go down there and work on it, if I had any of my guys work down there, that type of thing, just have it available. And
it would be for public.
No. I have an office across the road. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So. And it does have facilities.
Yeah, it's got everything up there, yeah.
And that would be used during the construction process?
Yeah, basically just...
But not on permit?
No. Like I said, it's probably going to be April or so, somewhere right in there. Then I'll go ahead and get it all set up the way it needs to be set up. So
you're going to put an office on that side then?
Probably, but I'll do that after I... as soon as I get everything in there, so... So it's just a matter of taking it step by step and getting it done, so...
The sand and gravel and dirt sales, are you proposing to just sell off?
Down
here, what?
It's this property that came with the sale. I really didn't want the property, but I had to buy that too in order to get that up there on the highway. Now there's a lot of resources down there, I got mineral rights and everything down there too, but at this point in time, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. If somebody wants to come over there, I'd, you know, entertain have somebody rent it from me if they wanted to do it. But my main thing is up on the highway. That's
okay. Well, I just wanted a little clarification.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. So, but other than that, that's about what it amounts to. The campground and everything is all down there. There's water, electricity, and everything down there. At this point in time, I don't think I'm going to do anything with that at this point in time. I don't know. It needs to be fixed up before anything happens to that. So
there's existing electrical hookups for all. These are all gone, but there are existing RV hookups along that.
Yeah,
side.
There's
so
probably.
I think there's any wastewater because Bob dealt with that.
Flooding and that. There would be no requirements to do anything different because it's.
Correct, for the RV to come in, but as far as dirt work and everything, he'll have to have engineered. I mean, he'll have to have no rights.
I'm just talking about using the campground, period.
I mean, he'd have to use it just as is.
Yeah, as is. If there'd be a threat of a flood, they're just going to have to leave
well,
if they want to do that.
Correct. You can't improve it.
At this point in time, I'm not planning on running.
Right.
We'd
have to prove any improvements.
Okay, so the request... campground.
Well, I put down everything possibly that I might do in the future, but at this point in time, that's nothing that I'm going to do. Now, so then I'm only going to be able to do what I'm allowed to do. So.
Randy, to answer your question, that campground is pre-firm, pre-adopting the map, so to bring RVs in, just set exactly like it sets now, he could do, but. Any improvements on there, he'll have to come through the floodplain development permit.
Yeah, that's something I'll do, yeah.
Which pouring one concrete slab is an improvement, so that would constitute.
What did that campground use for water sewer?
I could not find any sewer down there in water.
It's a city.
About that. Yeah.
It's a city, that's what it is. There's even easements on this piece of property that's where that all comes from down there.
There's a manhole somewhere. It's down in here.
There's a manhole right before you hit the under.
Right
underneath the bridge.
Yeah, right down in there somewhere.
Scott, on that screen, can you highlight that floodplain blue?
Not on that one, but I can on this one.
You see that flood? So it's quick.
Oh, Well, I thought there was some kind of an agreement in place, even though Branson don't want to hook up because of the location of the